Good afternoon. This is the House Energy Committee. Thank you for joining us. Today is February 12th, and the time is 1:38 p.m. Members present are Representative Edgemon, Representative Kopp, Representative Costello, Representative Ruffridge, Co-Chair Mears, and myself, Co-Chair Holland. We have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to remind members and staff that we're allowing members to use electronic devices during the committee meetings, but please silence your cell phones. As a reminder, staff and members of the audience may not approach the table. If you need to pass a note to committee members, please get the attention of my committee aide, Tim Truer, over here in the corner, and he will take care of it. Before we get started, I'd like to thank Recording Secretary Cale Brown and Renzo Moises in the back from the Juno LIO for technical support. Today's agenda, we have one item on our agenda. We'll be hearing public testimony and entertaining amendments on House Joint Resolution 27, supporting state energy development, sponsored by myself, Co-Chair Holland. This is the resolution's second hearing. We'd previously advertised a second hearing of House Bill 252, but have had to push it as the draft of additional changes to the bill are not yet available for us. So I will now pass the gavel to Co-Chair Mears.
Thank you, Co-Chair Holland. First, we'll take up HJR 27, Supporting State Energy Development, and we will open up the resolution for public testimony. First off, is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? I'm hearing none. Is there anyone on the phone? There is not. Thank you very much for that quick and efficient public testimony. With no one in the room or online, I will encourage folks to always keep in mind that testimony is always available any time of day on our email, which is house.energy@akledge.gov. But for this resolution, public testimony is now closed. Now we'll pick up the amendments we received. We do have two amendments. May I have a motion on amendment number one?
Madam Chair, I move Amendment 1, Work Order 34-LS0973/I.3.
And I will object for purpose of discussion. Representative Holland and staff, could you please speak to the amendment?
Sure. This amendment is got a number of changes in there. I would like to, I think, kind of summarize it as three broad aims to help you kind of walk through the changes. The first one is simply updating numbers and language that have become stale since the bill was introduced last spring, including removing some sections about frozen federal funding that we believe has now become moot. The second area is trimming some of the clauses to tighten its focus on the response to questions asked during the first hearing that we had and the presentation. I appreciate the feedback that we had encouraging us to try and remove some of the areas that were unnecessary to just keep it a little tighter. The third and most important area and substantive area is adding in clauses that expand on the hydrogen production, storage, and use. As this committee has heard and as we've seen over the interim, hydrogen is both an area of potential growth for Alaska and also an area where we need further clarity from the state in terms of regulatory frameworks, royalty rules, permitting, and particularly in the areas of geologic hydrogen, where we have a really interesting interplay between mining and oil and gas capabilities that we have at this point. We have some additional detail I can walk through on the specifics of the amendments if you'd like, or we can pause there for questions if you have them. But we're ready to go through more detail if you'd like to go through the details.
Are there any questions or comments from the committee?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Kopp.
Representative Holland, walk us through a little bit about the opportunities with hydrogen.
Pardon me. Representative Kopp, can you please microphone and repeat your question?
Yes, sure. Yes. Thank you, Co-Chair Mears. Representative Holland, can you walk us through a little bit of the opportunity with hydrogen so that we can get our heads around this amendment a little better?
Sure. Through the Co-Chair Mears, the opportunity for hydrogen, I would, I think, look at in kind of two main perspectives. One is where can we get it? And the second is what can we do with it? Mm-hmm. The work over the last year, and we've had a hydrogen working group that has been facilitated for at least a year and a half, has been exploring many different facets of hydrogen. And during that time, there's become a great awareness that hydrogen is actually in some places geologically simply in the ground, and in some cases kind of bubbling up, kind of like we used to think of oil showing up as oil seeps and naturally occurring gas. Well, it turns out that in some areas, hydrogen is naturally given off by, in many cases, the oxidation and degradation of iron underneath in the ground. So particularly if you get over in Minnesota and Michigan and areas of Midwest where we typically think of as iron-rich states, you'll find actually we've discovered a lot of hydrogen is being produced as a byproduct in the oxidation process. So on one hand, we're starting to see naturally occurring hydrogen. And indeed, there's a community, I don't have the name off the top of my head, in Africa that's actually found enough of it that they just simply power their community off of hydrogen. Further, though, has become a greater awareness of how to potentially identify where the hydrogen is occurring, but also how to stimulate it. And I believe a couple hearings ago here, we heard from a particular company that is stimulating the production of hydrogen by heating up the ground and has found that you can get more hydrogen energy out than what you have to put in the ground. So it becomes a positive net benefit. So first off, we're discovering that there are natural sources of hydrogen that we believe are in Alaska, and we're finding that there are ways to stimulate the hydrogen that we'd be using. So on one hand, you know, we think we've got hydrogen that we want to collect and produce. The second side of your question is what can we do with it? In some areas like Hawaii, hydrogen is collected and actually added into the natural gas stream. So it's a way of augmenting the supply of natural gas. You can put 10-15% into that stream in there. We can also use hydrogen for producing other fuels. We can use hydrogen all by itself in a fuel cell, but we can also process it and turn it into ammonia, and we can ship it and export it. So it becomes a product, value-added product that we can use. We can also use it as feedstock into making sustainable aircraft fuel, which is now being used by airlines in Alaska that are coming through. Currently, we have to import it all in. But down the road, we could be producing more of the aircraft fuel, the SAF fuels here that we need. So we could, if we can develop the ability to collect it, stimulate it, store it, and then develop the industries that are using it. We have a variety of uses for it, for could be heating, could be powering vehicles, could be what I believe is a future export of our state.
Thank you. Very, very good. And I was hoping for that educational answer for the benefit of our whole committee mm-hmm. and any of those members fascinated with this resolution. I have another question here.
Representative Kopp.
Yeah. So in addition to, you know, highlighting the opportunity to the hydrogen industry in the state, you've also mentioned establishing a task force. Is there any concern that that might attach a fiscal note to this? Do we need to have that in there? I was just wondering, especially if it's a government-related tax force that is actually being asked to give us a deliverable.
Sure. Yeah, through the chair, let me take a partial answer at that, but I may see if my staff, Tim, has got any additional thoughts on this. My general thought, of course, is that we, in essence, already have and have had a task force working on this. Hydrogen Working Group has been in play for a year and a half, so mm-hmm. it's my hope that that group, to some extent, is asked to continue facilitating what is already a group that brings together the public sector and the private sector to be able to work on identifying these issues and to advocate for these policies. But let me pause with that and see if Mr. Truer has anything he can add to the thoughts on the task force and discussions around that.
I can add to that too.
Yeah. So, yeah, why don't you go down to the table so that Chair Mears could call on you when she's ready. But if you want to throw it over to Representative.
Yes, from the perspective of the Speaker's office, in terms of referring bills and bills, picking up a fiscal note during the course of the hearing process, I would, you know, I think it's in solid ground to opine that this is just an advisory vehicle and it proposes to do something as opposed to actually putting into law that something is being done. So in my view, it wouldn't pick up a fiscal note.
Thank you, Representative Edgman. Mr. Truer, do you have anything to add to that?
I'll just say that when we requested this language from the Legislative Legal Services, we specifically asked them to phrase it in such a way that it would do as Speaker Edgman suggested and not introduce a fiscal note.
Thank you, Mr. Truer. Thanks. Are there additional questions before Representative Holland continues with this? Some details on the amendment?
He's covered them.
Co-Chair Holland?
Great. Well, I will, I guess, kind of put this back to you as a question. I can go through more of the details if you'd like, but I can also kind of leave it there at this point, depending upon how much you've already reviewed the amendment. And if you'd like the details, I'm happy to go through it. If not, I don't need to belabor the details either.
Representative Ruffridge.
Madam Chair, potentially I missed it. Did we move Amendment 1?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't hear that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, we're in discussion. Yeah.
Did anyone object?
Mm-hmm. I did for purposes Jeremy of discussion.
Excellent. Well, I was really not paying attention.
The objective.
Thank goodness I was.
So, Jeremy, if it's okay, let me try and maybe wrap this
high level.
Up high level, if you'd like. Yes, I would basically just offer that, you know, the changes on page one are really just freshening up some numbers and a little bit of cleanup on it. Two was, again, more cleanup, trimming out some sections and taking out the unnecessary clause around frozen funds. The real changes are simply where we introduce the changes that are on page 2 and 3 that begins to bring in the hydrogen-related focus here. And in that, there's three portions of that that are essentially introducing the invitation to work on a task force to provide some direction to the next legislature around advanced energy and mineral development and work on a framework for the authority and permitting and oversight of hydrogen development. And in the third resolve section, we're clarifying some specific subtopics that we believe from industry and from academic discussions about the status of hydrogen that we believe are specific areas that require some clarification in order to move ahead. And in particular, some organizations that would like to move forward on projects, the clarity they need that looks at the classification of hydrogen-related activities as it relates to land leasing, subsurface rights, and resource management, the use of existing oil and gas units that might have depleted reservoirs and other formations that may be available for storage, the coordination of land access and leasing and right-of-ways to support the hydrogen production, storage, and transmission, the alignment of hydrogen development in the state and our energy security, along with the pricing and energy growth opportunities. And finally, that the DNR help assess whether additional capacity would be needed to perform future hydrogen resource assessments. So again, clarifying here in this last point, this is not asking DNR to increase its capacity or incur any costs, but to help advise the next legislature on whether or not there might be in the future a need for those resources to do this work.
Thank you, Co-Chair Holland. Is there further questions or discussions on the amendment? Seeing none, I will remove my objection to adopting the amendment. Are there any further objections? Seeing no objections, that amendment 1 is now adopted. We have a second amendment. May we have a motion?
I move amendment 2.
Can you give us the work order number, please?
It's amendment 34-LS0973/India.2.
Thank you, and I'll object for purposes of discussion. Representative Costello.
If we could have my aide come to the table, Madam Co-Chair.
Yes, please. Please put yourself on the record and explain the amendment.
Jack Thompson, legislative aide to Representative Costello. This amendment implements two whereas sections on page 3, line 11, with regards to nuclear technologies that go as following, whereas advanced nuclear technologies, including small modular reactors and microreactors, offer the state a reliable, non-intermittent, zero-carbon baseload energy source capable of supporting industrial development, lowering energy costs, and strengthening long-term statewide energy security. And whereas the strategic deployment of nuclear microreactors in rural Alaska and military installations and in emerging industrial hubs will provide stable power essential for national security operations, Arctic readiness, and the development of critical mineral and rare earth projects across the state. And additionally, on page 5, line 8, updating the name of the Department of Defense corresponding with the federal name change.
Thank you. Are there any questions or discussion on this amendment? Thank you. Before I remove my objection, I'd like to note that the Department of War is by executive order, and there has not been a congressional change, and that it's legally still the Department of Defense. I believe in this context, we're not dealing with it legally, so having either of those names is appropriate, and there's no objections from the committee. I will remove mine. Any further? Seeing no objections, this amendment is adopted.
Brief at ease.
Brief at ease.
I'll just clarify. We've got somebody who came on late.
We are back on the record in House Energy. May I have a motion to adopt the resolution as amended?
Co-Chair Mears, I move that HGR 2737-LS0973-I as amended with individual recommendations move out of committee.
Chair, I don't think...
Are you objecting?
That's not the right work order.
To clarify the number.
The number, it's actually 34-LS0973.
We heard you say 37.
I said 37?
Yeah.
Well, Madam.
Do you withdraw that motion? And would you like to make another?
I'll withdraw my motion and repeat the correct motion. Thank you, Representative Kopp. Co-Chair Mears, I move that HGR 27, 34-LS0973-I as amended with individual recommendations. And I'll finish the thought by saying it moves out of committee with accompanying fiscal notes, but there are no fiscal notes.
So. Technical and conforming.
It's not in the script, but it should be.
I'll do that part.
He said as amended.
As, yeah.
As amended with technical and conforming changes.
Yes. I think as amended,
yes,
works.
Thank you, Representative Edgman.
And I second that motion.
Excellent. Not what we do here, but I appreciate
that. I don't think there's any objection.
Robert's rules of order.
Yes, we're taking over.
Seeing no objection, HJR 2734-LS0973/I moves from committee with individual recommendations and the ability for Ledge Legal to make any conforming and technical changes as needed.
Congratulations, Mr. Holland.
So I will now hand the gavel back to Co-Chair Holland, and we will sign our book when we're done here.
All right.
Representative Holland.
Great. Thanks.
I think we're done.
We're all done. Seeing no further business before the committee, I think, though, did we have an announcement about our meeting next Tuesday? I'm looking in the script.
We don't have one.
I know we don't. That's why I'm trying to make sure I make the proper announcement on this. I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay. So that concludes our business for today. On Tuesday, we will not be holding a House Energy Committee. On Thursday, February 19th, we anticipate holding public testimony of House Bill 164 and a second hearing of House Bill 252. Seeing no further business before the committee, this meeting is adjourned at 2:00. Thank you.